what I would do moving forward, because I always want to offer answers instead of just bitching about how everybody sucks. Obviously, Kodai Senga is going to make another rehab start. I don't know what Kodai can do that would give any of us the confidence to bring him back here. Like, Kodai's got to just pitch in AAA. It is what it is. And if you want to call it a rehab assignment, if they have to call him up and get permission for him to be optioned, whatever it is, I think Senga needs more time in AAA. Tobias Myers pitched 2 1/3 innings at AAA on Thursday. So days-wise, he could potentially be lined up to eventually come back. And even if he's not a full-time starter, just go 3 or 4 innings, because what's the difference? You know, David Peterson hasn't gone that deep into games. So I think David Peterson sticks around, but he's probably just back in the bullpen as just a reliever, like a traditional long man reliever. But I think Tobias Myers, once he's worked up enough and enough days have gone by, I've got to look back on when they sent him down. He's the guy that should come up. And I can't even say be a starting pitcher, just be a guy that can eat a bunch of innings, because that's where we are these days with how they use rotations.
But Ev, it, to me, this is so frustrating, because it's like, I don't need to be this traditional, well, a starting pitcher needs to start. But the reality is, they've tried everything, and they can't get length out of any starting pitcher. They can't get a good opener. They can't really do anything productive.
So what's your solution?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
Because you're right now you're bitching, and I'm saying, let's all – my solution is Tobias Myers. He's not starting, but he's just another guy who can go 3 or 4 innings potentially. I don't think they have a starting pitching option right now, unless they're confident that Jack Weininger is ready to come up, or they're going to bring back Thornton or bring back Tong. So to me, it's more throwing Tobias Myers into the mix. That would be my answer temporarily.
Do they have – and I haven't done the research on this, so I apologize, but I thought maybe you would – do they have anybody in the minors that pitches 5 to 6 innings deep?
I mean, Tong, Thornton are two guys, and Weininger. Those are three young starting pitchers. Obviously, we saw Tong. We saw Thornton. It was brief. It was only the one start. But those are the young starting pitchers. That's where they can go. Once they deem that they're ready, that's the route you can go. I think until then, Myers had mostly pitched well. And the reason he was sent down is because of the numbers games that they were facing. It was a while ago now when he got sent down, because I remember he got sent down after Freddy Peralta.
It's been 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. So he's ready to come back when they're ready to call him back. As far as the way they're going to line things up this weekend against Atlanta, it's going to be Nolan McLain on Friday. Fingers crossed. I mean, Nolan McLain has certainly shown signs of getting out of his little funk that he was in. This is going to be a challenge, even though the Braves just lost Ronald Acuna Jr., but Matt Olson's having a big year, and the Braves are just tough. They've been great this season, despite some recent struggles against the White Sox. Spencer Strider is going to be on the mound for Atlanta. He hasn't been the same. Manaea will pitch Saturday in some kind of role. I assume they'll continue the Brazoban open, and then Manaea comes in. And then here comes Freddy Peralta with a chance to bounce back on Sunday. Look, I could sit here and repeat the same stuff. They got to win the series. I mean, they need to cut into this deficit. They basically haven't. They've been doing a lot of treading water recently. Now, the good news is it looks like we're finally seeing the end of the tunnel with Francisco Lindor. He is resuming baseball activities. There's a chance he could be on a rehab assignment in a week. So it's not nuts that we see Lindor prior to the All-Star break. And that's a huge help. And I think it also changes a little bit of this lineup construction right now, because they've settled in on Jared Young's the first baseman. Vientos has been completely lost in terms of his job status, but you still have that DH role that's wide open. MJ Melendez. I like the idea of Alvarez doing it. I don't think it's nuts. Now there's a risk because they only have 2 catchers on this roster, but I don't hate it. But once they get Lindor back, it opens up the door to Beatty and Young switching off between first base and DH. Very left-handed, but it just makes the lineup better. It deepens them. It gives them more options. I'm not worried about who goes down at this point. It's probably Vidal Brujan. I mean, he's basically on the roster doing nothing, so I guess that's your answer. But the Lindor return is certainly a positive, but there's no guarantee when he comes back he's going to hit. You know, all of a sudden, Lindor, who wasn't doing anything prior to his injury, is just going to come back and tear it up. But again, they've got to cut into this deficit. I look at the All-Star break. Let me count the games up. You got three in Atlanta, or at home against Atlanta, three with Cincinnati, three with the Phillies. 9. 4 with the Cubs is 13. 3 with the Phillies is 16. 3 with the Blue Jays is 19. Then you got 3 with the Braves is 23. 26. They got 29 games before the All-Star break. All right? 29 games. Mostly against good teams, though they finish against some weak teams, that homestand against Kansas City and Boston. You got 29 games. Can you go, I'm trying to think, is 16 and 13 acceptable? That gets you to 5 games under 500? Would you feel good about 5 games under 500 coming out of the All-Star break? Or does it actually need to be a little bit better than that? I think it's got to be better than that.
I think it's got to be better than that. I think you got to be close. I think you have to be – I know that this is too – not too optimistic, but this is too much with this team especially. I think you have to be 500.
I don't think you have to go that far. I don't. I think my answer is 17 and 12. If you go 17 and 12 in the next 29 games – you're 3 games under 500. And now you're right there. Now you're within striking distance. But look, to your point and to the discussion we had earlier, we'll get a better sense about this National League by the time we get there. So that'll be a big determining factor. Like right now, the third wildcard team is above 500. It's not like it's a team under 500. So I think we'll see how things play out. But yeah, and let's save this. I want to save this. Episode 705, we said 29 games till the All-Star break. Evan said, you got to go 17 and 12. That gets you to minus 3 at the break. And you're saying they got to go. I got to do math on this because you're saying they got to be at 500.
They need to go 20 and 9?
Well, that would put them above 500.
Oh.
Your math is bad.
Everything's bad.
18 and 11 gets you to a game under 500. Is that okay?
All right, fine. A game under 500.
You know what's so crazy about math? I say 17 and 12. You're at 18 and 11. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah. But it's a big difference, though.
It's a bit, right. It's a difference between three games under 500 and a game under 500. I think the moral is they got to cut into this. That's the point. They have not. Like, they're not chipping away. The hope was they would chip away. They haven't. They've been treading water now for a while. So, hopefully that starts to change. Let me finish with a positive email. This is from Ivy. Ivy writes, is it bad that I'm having a love affair with Jared Young? I think he has to be in big consideration for the I'm the Man right now. And also, of this point, has to be a pretty good grade in the postseason awards. Hope all is well. Thank you for your hard work. Yeah, I think that he has become a valuable piece of this team. That's how, and he's the first baseman of this team. That's where he is. Is he going to remain the first baseman? I don't know. I've declared like 3 different guys the first baseman of the Mets over the course of this season. So I hope it remains, but I think that we have all given the proper credit that Jared Young deserves.